Hello, everyone. Welcome to 4th of July on WCRI. It's my pleasure to be in studio with the amazingly talented, good-looking, and famous Andrew Howell, the director of the Chorus of Westerly. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me. It's
Thanks
good to be
for
here.
Thanks for being with us to celebrate the 4th of July this year, WCRI's special presentation. And the Chorus of Westerly has been a very, very busy organization. We're going to find out what's new. But what better way than to celebrate the 4th of July, the birth of the country, with one of the premier groups, musical groups. I was kidding about the fact that you are famous and talented. You are, but the Chorus of Westerly now, that's famous because it's one of the oldest organizations around and one of the largest, right? Tell us a little bit about the chorus itself.
Sure. We actually just finished our 59th season, so we're looking at our big number 60 ahead of us. We are a intergenerational or multi-generational chorus that has children and adults singing right alongside each other all year long on pops music, as well as big classical masterworks like the Beethoven Mass in C, which we just did this past May, and all sorts of things throughout the year. But we've got about 70 to 80 kids at a time from age 8 and up, and about 100 adults all singing together.
Now, this is it's rather unusual. I have the privilege lots of times of traveling around the country, seeing lots of choruses, everybody from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir to Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, and a lot in between. But the Chorus of Westerly, that's a large group to get organized and keep active. And that must take quite a team.
Yes, it does. We have a wonderful team, a small team, but really dedicated, and a tremendous amount of volunteers that help everything run throughout the year. We are actually one of only a handful of this type of intergenerational chorus where the kids and the adults are singing together all the time. There are plenty of children's choirs and adult choirs that cross paths every now and then, but ours is part and parcel all together.
And you have your own facility.
We do. We own our own building, which is another thing that is pretty unique to us. We are an independent choral ensemble, not attached to a church or a school, that actually owns our own home, owns our own performing center.
And that's the Andrew Howell Performance Center.
No, unfortunately, no. My predecessor gets it, the George Kent Performance Hall.
There you go.
Maybe in 50 years they'll rename it for me. But
you have a wing somewhere.
That's right. Yeah, I'll get a bathroom.
Well, the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly is very well known in that area. And if you ever have the opportunity to see the chorus in action, you should take yourself out and do that.
Because, absolutely.
They are an amazing group of performers and singers. And you had a busy year traveling this past year.
We did. We actually we went to Germany last July, which is just a year ago now. And we got to travel around and sing Bach's B minor Mass in three different venues while we were over there, as well as pieces of the B minor Mass in his own church in Leipzig, the Thomaskirche, which was a really life-changing experience, getting to actually sing Bach to Bach's bones in Bach's church in Leipzig. I mean, really fantastic. We brought about 100 singers over for that, and 187 people total, I think. So it was a huge people-moving venture, but really exciting, a great opportunity for us as an organization. And then we dove right into the year. We had our summer camp where we take the kids to every year in August to kick off the season, get them all working together as a team and learn the music for the fall. Then we did a big British concert of Elgar and Jonathan Dove and Hubert Parry, Christmas Pops. We did a March concert, which we'll hear some pieces from today, which was Songs of Love. That was mostly just choir unaccompanied or with piano, without orchestra. And then we finished up the season with Beethoven's Mass in C and Haydn Te Deum, and then Summer Pops not too long ago.
What a deal. Unbelievable. I want to get a little music in because we have quite a bit to play today, but as a special 4th of July celebration, can't think of a better way to start than the Chorus of Westerly performing the national anthem.
Oh,
mentioned that you'd like to have some music that the chorus has performed relatively recently. What are the first two pieces you have for us?
So every couple of marches, we like to do a concert where it's kind of the chorus unplugged, as in without an orchestra. And so we get to do some unaccompanied works and some pieces just with piano or organ, just to change things up and give us a new...
another way of looking at it. If you'd eliminate the piano or organ, you could do it a cappella.
Exactly, right.
You don't do much a cappella?
We do some, and it's a wonderful challenge for us to kind of focus on that as a different...
Because it takes real men to
sing a cappella. That's right, absolutely. Absolutely. Men, women, and children in our case. Yeah. So this is from our March concert this year, which was Songs of Love. It was a program that was a little bit of romantic love, but also love of creation, love of humanity, love of God, a mixture, all of that. And what you're going to hear first is a piece called Draw the Circle Wide by Mark Miller, which is a piece about inclusion and loving all people and inviting everyone in, followed by a piece by one of our alums, Peter Needman, who actually grew up singing in the chorus of Westerly, a piece called If Ye Love Me, which is the same text as Tallis's famous motet.
Thank you.
Andrew, I'm going to ask you to try to squeeze in two more pieces of music before we take a commercial break. What do you have for us next?
One of the special things about our March concert this particular year was that we were able to feature our children on their own, as opposed to with the adults as they usually are. So here you'll hear two pieces that are children only. Another one by Peter Needman, one of our alums, "Oh God, My Heart Is Ready," which wasn't written for us, but might as well have been. It fits the children section very beautifully. And then Mark Patterson's arrangement of "Ain't That Good News."
We will listen to both of those and take a short break and be back with more of the chorus of Westerly and WCRI's 4th of July celebration.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCRI's special presentation of the 4th of July on WCRI with the Chorus of Westerly. Andrew Howell is sitting with me, and we're listening to some great music that he has provided that the Chorus of Westerly has performed in the past. And Andrew, speaking of the past, we've covered that pretty much. Let's talk about the future and what's coming up next year for the chorus.
Absolutely. So as I said earlier, this is our 60th season coming up, so it's a pretty big year for us. And we're aiming to have a year of stepping out and building some bridges with other organizations and trying to do some collaborations. And we have some really great programs lined up. We're going to, for the first time ever, perform with the New Haven Symphony Orchestra. And we're going to also, for the first time ever in our organization, do Carmina Burana. So we're all very excited about that. We'll get to perform that on a mini tour to Clinton, Connecticut, Woolsey Hall in New Haven, and in Westerly as well in November. And then the second half of our year in May for our big classical concert, we're going to join up with the New England Symphony Orchestra and perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, both in Worcester's Mechanics Hall and in Westerly as well. So wow. We've got some really exciting things. We haven't done the Ninth in a couple of decades, I think. I believe the last time we did it was with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. So we're really excited for both of these pieces and to get to feature some new things this year.
Two great spaces, Woolsey Hall. You can be there with the Whiffen Poofs in Yale, and then Mechanics Hall in Worcester, one of my favorite places in the country to perform. So great things coming up for the chorus, along with all of the other things that you do. We ran a little bit long in that first segment, so I want to try to get some more music in. So tell us what you have coming up now.
All right, the first piece you're going to hear is a piece called Love by Will Todd, which was a hot-off-the-press item. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was the U.S. premiere of it, because I believe the only group that had done it before was the London Bach Choir. Mm-hmm. Our good friend David Hill, their conductor, passed along the score to me as he was preparing it for their initial premiere. And it's out of a larger cantata with a bunch of movements in it, but we were able to pick this one out because it fit into our love theme for our March concert. Will Todd is a choral classical composer, but also a jazz musician, which you'll hear a nice mix of in this particular piece. And then probably the most familiar thing that you'll hear that I've brought for us today is Morten Lauridsen's Dire Ton, which is a classic choral favorite.
All right, we'll listen to both of those and take another short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 4th of July on WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Andrew Howell, who is the representative of the Chorus of Westerly, longtime association between WCRI and the Chorus of Westerly, and we hope it continues for many, many more years to come. We're proud to support them and all that they do and all the good that they do. And Andrew, it's a pleasure to have you here in studio with me so we can recap some of these things that have been going on. But I know that performing in a group like yours is a tremendous amount of work by a lot of people. So it's not just you getting all the glory, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. As I said earlier, we have a small dedicated staff, but we also have a tremendous amount of volunteer support. And we rely on that throughout the year to make everything happen, to keep the rehearsals moving along, to get ready for our concerts, for all of the aspects behind the scenes that go into creating the art that we are lucky enough to create. Mm-hmm. Another big aspect of that, of course, is donations, which we are always more than happy to accept. So if there's people out there who would like to support us in our mission, please go to our website, check us out at chorusofwesterly.org, and you can learn more about our organization. You can donate there. You can call the office at 401-596-8663. If anyone is interested in singing with us, you can get in touch and set up an audition with me, and I would love to meet with you for our 60th season next year. So all of that stuff goes in together to making our organization what it is and allowing us to produce the choral music that we create every year.
Now, when you say, you know, give you a call and you'll do an audition, what does the audition entail? For most people, is it just, how involved is it?
For children, anyone from the age really 7 to 17, that age range there, you just come in, you can prepare something or not. I just want to hear your voice a little bit, talk to your parents about the season, and then once you're in, it's our job to train you up to be the choral professional that you will end up as when you leave. For adults, it's a bit more intense. We expect you to come prepared to have experience, choral mm-hmm. singing experience, a bit of sight reading and all of that stuff. So
now you said when they leave, now maybe they'll never leave.
Well, that's the goal, really. I mean, we start them at 7 or 8 and then hope to keep them as long as we can. Usually when they go off to college, they're gone for a little while, but if they come back to Westerly or in the area, then we're always happy to have them back again. We have singers from 7 to in their 80s, so it's a nice span.
What's the longest tenured singer you think you might have?
We have a couple of people who have been there through the entire run. So
really,
this will be their 60th, yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, really, really impressive. Maybe missed a few concerts in between. But
sure, but been involved for pretty much all 60 years.
Absolutely.
That's great. And do you personally do each of these auditions yourself, or do you have assistants?
I do. Oh, no, it's all me. Yeah, I do all of the auditions myself. So I will meet you.
Okay. And an accompanist that plays while people are singing?
Yeah, so today in all of the March concert music that we've been hearing our lovely accompanist, Melissa Wolverton, who is absolutely fantastic. She was away for a couple of years from us, but she's back again, and we are just thrilled to have her back. So thank you, Melissa, for your fantastic playing.
All right. So support the Chorus of Westerly, easy to do by going onto their website. Let's get to a piece of 4th of July music, if you will. This is something I guess the chorus did a few years ago. Tell us about this.
This is a bit of a George M. Cohan salute medley, so you'll hear some familiar songs on it. This was from a rehearsal for Summer Pops a couple of years ago. We're now going to hear the George M. Cohan salute, arranged by Ralph Herman.
Me. Tell me the band can say a word again. Me.
Andrew, I can tell that's a rehearsal piece because no thunderous applause at the end. So I'll give you a round of applause myself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in and celebrating the 4th of July with our WCRI listeners. And let's give everybody the website one more time for information.
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more about us or look to donate, our website is chorusofwesterly.org. And our phone number is 401-596-8663.
Excellent. And what kind of music are we going out with?
So we have one final piece from our March concert this past March. It is a piece called All of Us by Craig Hella Johnson. And it kind of harkens back to the first piece that we heard, that inclusive drawing the circle wide and loving creation, loving all of humanity, and loving all people.
Excellent. Thanks again, Andrew. Appreciate you being here. And to everyone out there, happy 4th of July.
Thank you. God.